Council is the organization that's dealing with that. All the coordination arrangements are being made and organized in that council, and the decisions are made. So naturally, but Iran officials know and are informed. So this everything will be at the Supreme Iran, not the UN Security Council, Iranian Supreme Security Council. So the negotiating team will be following the case at full force, and things are will be going on as they used to be. So when those people have just raised these issues, I don't know where they got that information. They need to correct that information. So nothing has happened in that process and in the workings of the negotiations, nuclear negotiations. Now, since like just the first round of negotiations, things will go on at the same pace and the same way. Greetings. Mr. Zarif, during the visit he has had to Turkey regarding Syria and also political relations of the both countries, he had had some consultations regarding the issues that were raised regarding the financial issues and the arrest of a number of Iranians in Turkey. During that visit, did Mr. Zarif also have any talks with Turkish officials? Well, in the course of that meeting, no discussion was held in that connection. We have already announced that those issues are internal issues and domestic matters of Turkey. So aspects of mutual relations and expansion of economic relations, and then further exchanges of views between the two countries regarding regional issues, especially this issue of Syria. These were the topics that were mainly discussed and exchanged views upon. And then at the higher levels, these consultations will be going on. And in the next month, we will see Mr. Erdogan's visit to Tehran. We think that the consultations between Iran and Turkey will actually start. It will be a new page. It's at a different level at a new look compared to the past. So we're very optimistic regarding this new process. Well, if Iran's nuclear negotiation, just like it was that time of Mr. Jalili, if it has gone to the National Security Council, then what will happen to the negotiating team? Well, what did you say will happen? The present nuclear negotiator, what will happen? Will it change? Well, there are a number of ifs that you mentioned. I don't know what you mean exactly now regarding. Well, like I said, Iran's nuclear case is being reviewed by Iran's National Security Council, and consultation, coordinations, arrangements, everything is done within that council. The foreign minister is in charge of conducting the negotiations, and just like before, we're doing that with full force, and consultations with various also high-level officials have been on the way. It has always been like this. The process has been the same, and it's going on just like before. But about the buts and ifs that you just mentioned, I don't know nothing about. Well, regarding the death of Majid al-Majid, it was said that another person also was arrested together with him, that he was kind of related to Bandar bin Sultan, the Saudi official. I want to see what Iran's probe, to what it has come, and what if there's any conclusion now. And this also refers to the role of Saudi Arabia regarding this. How far do we know if Saudi Arabia has had any role, or if any? Saudi Arabia has any role in what? Regarding the assassination of this person, because the media said that with March 14th help, this person was assassinated and or killed, and so that they didn't want the secrets, they didn't want him to reveal the secrets he knew of. Well, I just mentioned that regarding the terrorist operation in front of our embassy in Beirut, and also identification of the perpetrators are going on. We're following it legally. So there's another issue which is the arrest of the terrorist who we just heard about his death a short while later. So official reports and accurate and precise reports which are verified and endorsed by Lebanese officials, that's the source of our judgment. So at the same time, our team that will be heading for Lebanon, the technical team, they will be working very closely with Lebanese officials, and they will devise the they will see into the authenticity of the news and information out so far. So that will be the basis of for us what will come out of that, the result of the delegation that will be visiting there. So we are following the issue and making consultations. But there are some also speculations, stipulations on the part of the media that they have made so many guesswork, and so they have made speculations regarding the reasons for his death. So what's our basis will be well-documented and official reports. So that will be the basis of our judgment and our activities in the future. Now, some Lebanese media had said that they talked about the possibility of Mr. Zarif's visit to Lebanon next week. Is that true? Also, regarding nuclear negotiations, what points will be discussed between Mr. Araghchi and Mr. Schmidt this week? Now, regarding Mr. Zarif's travel to Lebanon, I said that we are just planning for it, hopefully, in the near future. This will be organized, and we will let you know about the exact time. Regarding expert-level meetings and their continuation that just will happen at the end of this level, at a higher level, there's one or two issues that remain from the expert-level meeting. So this Thursday and Friday, those will be dealt with in the meeting. If there is no problem on that and there's understanding, then this is the last part, actually, of the expert-level negotiations. If we come to an understanding on both sides, then the right schedule or the timetable for the implementation of the joint action will then be announced. Therefore, before the holding of that meeting that will be held between Mr. Araghchi and Ms. Schmidt, so we cannot make any more comments. So, but just we're hopeful that those negotiations will come to conclusions so that we could actually announce the start of the joint action plan. If it doesn't come to a conclusion, if consultations are going to go on, then naturally that will happen the next round or at different levels that should be decided. Well, there were delegations from Germany, Ireland, and Britain, parliament delegations. The Canadian delegation is also going to visit Iran. How do you assess that the Canadian parliamentary delegation was before any reconstruction of the mutual ties? Well, you just made our job easier just by giving that information. Well, you just said that the exchange of parliamentary delegations between Iran and various countries has started. Delegation from the Italian Senate came to Iran early in the week. Today we have another delegation from England, and then from Germany, from the Democratic Christian Party, will be coming to Iran, and then afterward from another from Ireland, and then another one from Canada, and so on. So we hope that talks within the MPs will set the stage for a better and more comprehensive cooperation between the countries. Like we already announced, parliamentary negotiations and interparliamentary cooperation, we find them to be to complement official talks and negotiations between the governments. Regarding the Canadian parliamentary delegation, we should also say that that's also no exception to the rule. So if this visit could help to kind of bring further realism, sort of realistic, more realistic approaches could be made on the part of decision makers in Canada, so they would have a better understanding of the facts in Iran and the developments in Iran. If they could convey the right picture of what's happening on the ground in Iran, so we would favor that. We think that these negotiations will open up new horizons for cooperation and relations between the two countries and nations. So we do hope that a realistic approach and considering the right dimensions and the constructive aspect of the trends of affairs will be further highlighted in this visit more than any other aspect. Thank you very much.
Iranian Foreign Minister spokesman Marzia Afghan speaking to journalists in a weekly press conference in Tehran. Just some of the highlights on Geneva II, name of Iran, not on the list. The UN has sent invitations to 30 countries, but not include Iran. And what she stressed on a number of occasions during that press conference, that Iran would take part only without any preconditions, and of course, if Iran was invited. That supposedly will be decided on January 13th in a meeting between the Russian Foreign Minister and the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Ansari's visit to Lebanon, not finalized yet. This includes the mysterious death of the leader of the Abdullah Assam Brigades, Majid al-Majid, of which other perpetrators have been arrested. Iran is going to be sending a technical judicial team, as Marzia Afghan stated there. That's going to be taking part in the investigation. Expert-level talks on Iran's nuclear program with the world powers. Large portions, she said, of the joint action plan has already been discussed, except for a couple issues not finalized yet at the expert-level talks, perhaps to be resolved at a higher level later this week. The EU announced yesterday that a timetable will be announced, of which it should occur later this week, as officials are seeking to have the accord take effect by late January. On Iraq, I don't know if you're aware, Iraq has been battling extreme terrorism, obviously, not only throughout the country, but also in the Al-Anbar province. Baghdad asking U.S. and Iran for help. The question was asked if Iran is going to participate with the U.S. regarding combating terrorists. Marzia Afghan said that's not true, but she said that she's hopeful that the Iraqi government can win this fight against terrorism, which their measures are in line with national unity. Also, a four-member parliamentary delegation from the U.K. has traveled to Tehran, led by the former U.K.'s Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw. This will establish a better understanding for both countries during this visit, of which a meeting with Foreign Minister Zarif will take place. And finally, on the news, U.S. sanctions on Iran, she said that it undermines confidence building and goodwill and also goes against the Geneva Accord. Just some of the highlights of what the Foreign Minister spokeswoman Marzia Afghan said in her weekly press conference.